Good Day program, The Gateway to Wonderfulness. That would be Roberta Fasanelli, who's the Queen of Chief. She has discounts from IHOP and Discount Tire, among other things. About a half hour from now, you'll get the details on how you can save big bucks, courtesy of the Queen of Chief. I didn't say big butt. I said big bucks. Remember that song?
But what if I want to save some big butts?
And I cannot lie.
Who is
you
that?
Other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get, you got to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed.
That's why I love her.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's right.
Jennifer.
I remember. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Thank you. Russ Snyder is in the studio with me. Russ is the person that keeps WTTF going here in Tiffin. As a matter of fact, he's trying to keep me going.
Does he like Sir Mix-a-Lot too?
He loves Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's big in Tiffin, I've heard.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that true, Russ?
He's big everywhere.
Yeah, big everywhere. All right. So, Roberta, you didn't take that. You didn't take offense at that, did you?
Not at all. I do not have a big butt. Thank you for
I know you don't. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not
Why,
at all.
How
Are you kidding?
Term...
You got to embrace your big butt and your big girls. Come
I
on.
Was watching Wendy Williams, and God knows why I was. Maybe there was a commercial while I was. One eye I have on The Voice. I'm sorry, on The View. And then I kind of, during commercials, I'm flipping around. And I have never really paid much attention to Wendy Williams. And I saw last night on one of the entertainment shows that her contract for her daily talk show has been extended to the year 2014.
More years.
So
mm-hmm.
she must have something going for her. And so I decided I would watch for a while and try to figure it out. And I got it. She is very simple, and what she does is done in a very simple way. I'm not saying she's a simpleton. I'm just saying how she does things, you don't have to, like, do a lot of heavy lifting to figure out what's going on. And not that that's the case with everybody else. I don't know that that's the case with The View. I just find The View more stimulating. But I found her intriguing, and not, Jennifer, for what you think, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. But she was talking...
I don't think anything. No, actually.
No, of course you don't. Yeah, right. She talks very openly about her implants and things that she's done to her body. And the other day, she started talking about booty. And I'm thinking to myself, how did that term come to be? The assumption we all... She was showing a picture of a lady's posterior. And the comment was, why, at her age, hasn't it sagged? And so then I started thinking about why it is that it's called a booty. Does anybody know what the derivation of that word is? Why is a woman...
Well, no, booty, like in a pirate's booty, that's the treasure.
Yeah, right.
So maybe it's the woman's treasure. I mean,
that's beautiful, Roberta.
I was actually going to give her points for that. That's
yeah,
really
that's not bad.
You think that's what it is? Anybody know what? Richie's going to go to Wikipedia or someplace.
Yeah, it's not there.
Isn't it? Booty's not there?
Well, the pirate thing is there.
But the reference to a booty
call. Category slang expressions here.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
say that it comes from hip-hop culture because that's when everybody started saying booty.
No, it's been around before.
You don't think?
No. No, I think she's right.
You think she's right?
Yeah, I think it definitely came out of the hip-hop.
I can remember.
It happens every once in a while, don't you?
I can remember, and it happens a lot. I can remember, Roberta, don't you remember when you were a kid, the reference to a woman's booty? And that was before.
No, not
hip-hop.
At all.
Really? Huh. Why do I think I remember that? So maybe everything's becoming a big blur.
No.
All right, well, anyway.
Maybe you were the one that started it then.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I would never have, I don't even think it's a particularly pleasant or complimentary word.
I do.
I don't
find it objective. You know,
all right, Richie's found out the truth behind the whole truth.
Well, just on answers.yahoo.com, which I usually don't like, but they have something here. Meaning female body considered as a sex object is 1920s black slang.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, see?
It was when you were a kid.
Very funny. Okay, so anyway, comparing Wendy Williams and The View.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies yesterday on The View were talking about three things, and Roberta and Jennifer, you're going to get to pick one of them for a minute or two with us, okay?
I love this. Okay.
They talked about the death threats that the jurors in the Casey Anthony trial have been getting. They talked about missing baby cases and how the media focuses only on the cute white ones. And they talk about Jessica Simpson being pregnant.
Which Jessica of those... Simpson for 500, please, Dougie.
All right, Roberta, are you in agreement with that, or would you like to try something else? I'll have Richie be the tiebreaker if it's something.
I'm in agreement. I agree with you.
You're in agreement. All right, so Richie.
Yeah.
Would you please play the audio from 2704, please? Please, please.
Absolutely.
Jessica Simpson has not admitted that she's pregnant, but it seems the tabloids keep saying that she is, that she's shopping around the rights to her baby's pictures, the baby that she hasn't said she's having, and no one is saying we'll buy it, we'll buy the pictures. But if she's not saying she's pregnant...
And apparently, they're saying that her father, who is her manager, is trying to shop these unborn baby pictures around for like $500,000.
Yeah, that's a proud grandpa.
I mean, he's proud, but I don't know if her father knows. We are in a recession. Nick and Mariah just run Barbara Special. They put the babies out. We can see these babies. You see all these babies out here for free. Why isn't anybody
paying? You know that they're all out there for free.
I mean, you're seeing babies that are just out here. We can look at a magazine and see babies. There is a baby.
They're doing the same thing with Jennifer Aniston. Aniston said, look, I stopped smoking. That's why I've gained some weight. Right. You know, so we don't know why she's got a little baby.
What Jessica needs to do? She needs to sell pictures of the conception. Now that will sell.
Been there, done that, though. You don't think? It's been there, done that with the porn tapes with the celebrity.
She didn't do one, right?
She didn't do them, but I'm saying
she's a great shoe designer. That's all I know.
Never has she said truer words. Jessica Simpson's shoes are awesome, except they make me 7 feet tall because they're like 5 inches. Oh, really? But they're so cute. Yes.
Yeah. Now, who would have thought that Jennifer Aniston was a smoker?
I knew that.
I knew that. And not only does she smoke the regular cigarettes, but she also likes the happy tobacco, if you catch my drift.
See, I didn't. I don't know if I knew that. I guess I didn't. I guess we have now that you mentioned. Richie talked about that. But isn't it interesting? And that's why I like this program, because there are all these different points of view, and they are like we are. They yak fast and sometimes talk over each other, but you can understand what they're talking about most of the time. It doesn't become annoying. And often they're into things that we all are talking about. And regardless of whether you think people are interested in Jessica Simpson being pregnant or not, they are. Why? I don't know. Roberta and Jennifer, you'd be better suited to tell me and everybody else why everybody...
I have no idea, because I'm a simpleton. I don't know why I care that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny is that she has this obvious baby bump that she's walking around with. Now, either she ate a couple of too many sandwiches, but, I mean, she's even walking around holding her stomach. And
I remember last year when there was a lot of talk about her weight, and I thought she looked delightful. I think
she's really pretty. Yeah. She's a cute girl.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think she's pretty wholesome, and Nick Lachey's loss is the football player's gain. Apparently. What's the football player's name?
His name's Eric Johnson, and he's supposed to be kind of a loser.
Is he really?
Well, he's not working. He hasn't played football in years.
So he's living off her?
He lives off her.
Really?
And so that's what all the tabloids are saying, is that he's going to be Mr. Mom because she's going to have to go out and work. The other one that's similar to that is apparently there's trouble in paradise with Kim Kardashian and her basketball player guy, Chris Humphries, because the basketball season's been canceled. Well, so far it's been canceled. They're locked out. And he's been just partying and living off of her dollar. And so she doesn't like that because, you know, those Kardashian girls are always out making a buck.
Yeah, even if they have no talent or anything.
They have no talent, but you know what?
They know how to hustle.
They are hustlers.
They know
how
to hustle.
Absolutely. Yeah. Give them that.
What did you say, Richie?
Here's a gynecologist in a Australian newspaper predicting Jessica Simpson has 26 weeks left until she gives birth.
I bet you, you know what? If somebody's listening at KNUU in Las Vegas, I'll bet you there's someplace
there's an over-under.
In book. I don't get that.
The over-under, like how many weeks over-under?
Well, I'm betting that because people bet on anything, I'm betting someplace there are odds on Jessica Simpson, A, being pregnant, and B, whether it's 26 weeks, 27 weeks, somebody's going to make a lot of money on that baby, and you'll never hear the story.
That's a big old bump there, though.
Think so?
Yeah. You taking
that,
another
that baby
burger?
Bump she's got, that's a, I mean, that's yeah, not I'm just a little bump.
It's
that's
at least 4 months, I think. At least.
Roberta, how did you look when you were
that's
pregnant? You didn't have that big a bump, did
me?
You?
Oh, my gosh. I was the biggest pregnant woman you ever saw.
No, Tony was with Megan. She looked like a
I could
basketball.
Not put my hands around my stomach. That's how big I was.
Really?
Yeah, there's, oh, yeah. There's
I was
bump.
Humongous.
That's a big old bump.
Well, we've decided that Jessica Simpson, folks, the news story of the day, Jessica Simpson has a big old bump.
Yeah, that's she's knocked up.
All right.
No doubt.
You're so sensitive.
All right.
We like to call it with child, but yeah. All right.
Whatever.
Richie has never, never been known as a new age sensitive.
I'm not your sensitive type, no.
No, not at all. Okay, let's acknowledge some input now that we started talking this week for the first time about the Sea Crane radios. I've been getting some email from people. Here's I have a Sea Crane radio, this fellow says. Great sounding, excellent sensitivity, and AM radio, which is really the benefit of having these CC radios, whether it's the EP, there are all kinds of there's the Wi-Fi internet radio. Actually, this is a cool radio, too, the SW Pocket radio. They have so many different radios. The quality is not to be believed until you hear how good it is. You can't, those of you who grew up on AM radio and you remember how good, you know, I had this little General Electric radio next to my bed. It probably cost $9.95, the plastic thing, and it was electric, and when you plugged it in to the wall socket, I can remember, and thinking it was great, it was fascinating, but now we have technology that's so good, everything about what's audio is so clear, so digital, so you want to be able to listen to this program and others with absolute clarity, and that's what you get with the CC radios. The Wi-Fi internet radio, for example, offers the convenience of a regular radio, comes with a remote to access all of your preset stations. There are 99 you can choose from altogether, has great audio for its size, an organized list of stations that's updated every day, makes it easy to get good radio reception no matter where you live. You can listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, for example. Oh, and others. No more static, no more fade out. You got to have a broadband internet connection for this to work well. The clearest audio you've ever heard from your favorite station and thousands more. Order the CC Wi-Fi for $139.95 and get a free LED flashlight with your order. Call C Crane at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863 or go online to ccradio.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see.
Snippet from a big song on this date in 1970. This group called Sugarloaf. I believe this is a one-hit wonder, Richie, if I'm not mistaken.
They had another song.
Did they?
I remember playing this
as a disc jockey in 1970. Yeah. Green Eyed Lady.
Are they related to Meatloaf, by the way?
Sugarloaf?
Yeah.
Cousins.
Yeah.
Meatloaf. Sugarloaf.
No.
What are the kind of loaves are there?
Banana loaf?
Bread?
Yeah. Peter Roberta. Hi, it's 25 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden here to celebrate farmers in America. Go to DougSteffen.com right now. You can follow along with us, although we're going to play the audio. The video is very compelling. Every day, as you know, we have a video of the day. Something that we have found that is, I don't want to overuse the word compelling, it has value, it means something, and with all the discussion about the family farmer, yesterday I went a little berserko because of the article, it was in the Washington Post, about how the small farmers need to be more regulated. I needed to have a checkup after that, my blood pressure, which is normally pretty low. Went pretty high. This kind of stuff, it's just so, it's beyond stupid. But anyway, so this is a slideshow of things that go on some of America's family farms with a tribute to the farmer by Paul Harvey.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die and dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a five-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
I am so taken by those who do understand how important farming is and agriculture is on this scale. And maybe it is because I grew up around it and still have it as part of my life, but I think more people ought to be thinking and hearing that. So I pass it along as the video of the day at Doug Steffens. Good day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did. When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Three past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's on the phone.
The campus of
sitting at his alma mater, WTTF, yeah, hanging out in their studios there, and talking to Jim Troha, one of our buddies.
Dougie.
What?
Are you done?
I'm done.
Are you done with the phone?
We're just saying hi to Jimmy Troha.
Yeah.
Get off
Jim
the
should
phone,
know the
Jim.
Clock. Jim should know the show's clock better than that, than the call right when we're coming back from a segment.
All right. So we're on the air now, are we?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes,
did you hear me having the conversation with him? Or?
No, I kept you off until you were done.
Right, we did hear that one thing you sent up.
I can't believe that.
Very nice. All right. The Queen of Sheba is standing by, or are you sitting? You're probably sitting by, right? Where did that expression come from? Anybody
stand
know?
By?
Standing
stand
by.
Stand by.
Will you stop asking these questions?
Stand by what? You don't want people
stand
to think?
Stand by.
I've had two important questions today. One of them is the origin of the term booty.
Right, where did
booty
come from?
The origin of the term
standing by.
I actually still prefer the booty question, but that's just me.
I have an answer for that, too.
Right. What's the answer, Roberta?
What, booty?
What's the answer?
I already answered booty.
No, the answer is stand by. You're an old radio pro. Where did the term stand by come from?
Stand by.
I think it must be a TV term, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't.
Of course,
find
I thought booty was hip hop. So
very stimulating, or probably accurate.
Maybe please stand by your radio, so you know, in case maybe if it goes silent for a minute, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of weak too.
They would say, "Please stand
Hopefully
by."
Hopefully, your Queen of Sheba board is better. From the studios at WTTF, I have to honor my friends in Tiffin, Rob Huntington, who's the president of Heidelberg.
Hi, Rob.
The Queen of Sheba. Always is tuning. Always bring his daughter to school. He's listening to the Queen of Cheap to find out where the deep discounts are. So here we go.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, we've got some really good deals for you. Some free food, too, at IHOP tomorrow on the 28th. I guess they're starting Halloween a little early. Kids get a free scary face pancake. And it's good for one free scary face pancake for kids 12 and under, dine-in only, from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. So that's all day long. So you could take your kid there for breakfast and then take them there again for dinner. And they don't say whether or not you have a costume. I don't think so. Yeah, exciting day. Has scary face pancakes. Also, Boston Market is jumping into it, too. from the 29th, which was Saturday, through Monday the 31st, they'll get a free Boston Market kids meal with the coupon that we have on the DougStefan.com website. You have to have an adult purchase, so it's one free kids meal.
Can I ask a question here?
Kids get all the good stuff.
Is it me? You know that Boston Market and Chipotle and places like that are owned by McDonald's. And I have become, I've enjoyed Boston Market. And somebody said to me a couple of weeks ago, they were surprised that I would go to Boston Market because of the quality of the food. Because I normally go to places that are serving fresh and local stuff. Like, and there are a couple of, like there's
Boston
a restaurant
Market
in Premium
Market doesn't feel bad, though.
Fresh city. No, but they have turkey and their vegetables seem to be fresh. So I don't know why.
Fresh
salad. Is there a lot of MSG in the stuff that they serve? What would be the objection, do you think?
I don't know.
Just maybe that it's fast food.
Well,
but I think of the fast food places, that's one of the better ones to go.
Right. I mean, it's not like Wendy's or McDonald's or, you know, like that.
I have a
confession, though. Last night, driving up from Columbus, it was late. I didn't have dinner, and I stopped at Wendy's and got some fries.
Those potato cut vinegar fries or whatever they are. Sea salt fries, that's that.
Yeah. I was surprised. Did you have
a milkshake too, Dougie?
No, I was thinking of it though, Jennifer.
I knew it, because you got to dip your fries in something.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, meanwhile, back at the Queen of Cheap. Please go ahead.
We have a free Dove leave-in smoothing cream sample for you.
Huh?
And this is coming around again. We had it last month, so there's, again, so we have the coupon for you. You can go and request
it's leave-in conditioner, Doug.
It's leave-in conditioner, leave-in smoothing cream conditioner, yes.
Yes,
so like
no
after you wash your hair and you dry it, you know, after you wash your hair and you dry it and it's still damp, you put it in your hair and you don't rinse it out, unlike regular conditioners that you put in your hair in the shower, unless you're bald and then you don't do any of that.
Doesn't that feel weird, though?
What, a leave-in conditioner?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
They're really light. It's not like
they're
regular
very light. Uh-huh. And actually, if you don't have anything to put in your hair, just in a pinch, you can use regular conditioner, too. You just take a little tiny bit, like a dime size, on your hand and smooth it around and stick it in your hair. And that works well, too. Okay, TGI Fridays, we have a coupon for you. Buy one entree and two drinks and get one entree free. So that's pretty good if you're going with a friend. And Discount Tire, this is kind of a really good deal. $30 for $100 worth of tires. Now, this is through one of those daily deal places called Living Social. You know, it's similar to Groupon or Zazie or Tipper. I mean, there's a ton of them out there
than
now.
Groupon, I think.
So Living Social, and it's a national. It's a national deal, so you can, you know, do it anywhere. So it's good till 2016. No, I was looking at this here. You know, it's good until October 26, 2016, if you can believe that. So it's $30 for $100 worth of tires. There's a lot of information under this, Doug. I'm kind of trying to get it all in at once. So go to
Stefan.com,
look under the Queen of Cheap website, and you'll find it all. Okay?
All right, what are we following on Facebook today, Jen?
Bad breath, Dougie. Bad breath.
Yesterday we had, what did we call it, what was the term?
Rich.
Or where's the...
I don't have it anymore. I closed it.
What?
You did.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Oral odor.
Oral odor.
We have lots of considerate fans at our Doug Stefan Facebook page because we asked yesterday... If someone stinks, if they have bad breath, do you ignore it? Do you tell them just directly, hey, you stink? Or do you give them a piece of gum or candy?
Hey, Richie, you stink.
You stink. And overwhelmingly, our people have said that they give a piece of gum or a mint to someone that smells funky. We only had one who said they ignored it. Everybody else offers gum or mint.
So, gum?
That sort of followed in league with my conversation about having a lady give me a mint and wanting... I don't know that I had thought about that before. But nobody's ever given me a mint before, and so I said, is there something
only
wrong with my breath?
Only one woman in your entire life actually
wanted you to
eat
the whole pack?
No, she just gave me one mint.
One mint?
Yeah.
Huh. Did she give you the fecal mint, or did she give you like a real mint from her purse?
Fecal mint.
Yeah, the fecal mint are the ones that have the fecal matter on them at the restaurants. You know, like ones wrapped in plastic, the star mints.
Oh.
Huh?
I won't ever eat those.
When you go to the Chinese restaurant and they have the little spoon where you... And they're not even wrapped.
Because they're not wrapped?
Those are disgusting.
Right. Okay, that's actually in a restaurant where you find the most fecal matter, even over doorknobs and in the bathroom or in the bowl of mints. Just warning you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Okay.
Anyway, so was it that kind? Because maybe she wasn't trying to kiss you. Maybe she was trying to kill you.
Whatever happened back when we were, before we knew that we shouldn't eat those mints that were just laying unwrapped in the bowl, and we'd go out and take a handful just after
like the butter mints.
Yeah.
You know what? We're all still here, right?
Yeah.
We become such wusses.
We have.
We are just so much... the reason...
Still not going to go lick a stranger's hand.
You know what, but the reason, and I say this hopefully not sounding self-serving, the reason I'm as healthy as I am is because I grew up on the farm, I was exposed to all kinds of dirt and stuff, became part of the immune system, and has built up... that's what we need more of. Everybody needs to be exposed to more dirt, more germs, more bacteria, more, not all at once, so that you get sick, but in a gradual sense. What are you laughing at? That's how people...
That your new movement will not be the Occupy movement. You're going to be the Fecal Mint movement.
Right.
Everybody needs to eat one
calling them Fecal Mint, that is gross. Anything to do with fecal, that's just gross. But
call them something a lot worse. At least I'm being scientific.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I want people to be healthy, and that's why I am going to focus your attention and our attention to the new super broccoli.
Super broccoli.
British scientists have unveiled a new breed of super broccoli.
No.
All right, so you can put your echo thing on today's echo chamber.
Hold on a minute.
Phrase is super broccoli.
Hold on a minute.
Experts say it packs a bigger, more nutritional punch. The story of the new broccoli is at DougStefan.com, and it is aimed at fighting heart disease. See if Dr. Ken has a sway on this.
All right, give me
especially
super broccoli
grown. Again. What, you want me to say super broccoli?
Okay, thank you.
Did you get it? Okay. The new broccoli is 2 to 3 times the normal amount of glucophorphanin.
Mm.
I know that is.
Bless
that's
you.
Good stuff
that's,
in it, right?
That's the stuff that's supposed to ward off heart disease. I don't think I pronounced that right. Glucophorphanin. I think that's right. Glucophorphanin. Anyway, vegetables, good for you. And this team of scientists at the Institute for Food Research in Norwich, England, has developed this new broccoli. When you eat it, you will get a reduction in cholesterol in your bloodstream. It'll help everything about your body that has connection to the circulatory system of the heart. It's much better than regular broccoli, which, by and of itself, is good for you. You just have to eat more of it. This will allow you to eat less broccoli. For those people who don't like broccoli, you will eat less.
Here's my problem.
Of it. What's the problem? Mm-hmm.
Having to genetically alter or create superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it now, just don't fall off of a tree and into the ground and grow, that freaks me out a little bit, this Franken-food.
All right, so that's what you need to ask at Facebook, Jen, whether or not growing superfoods...
Super broccoli.
Yeah. You know, we're going to have fun with this. Richie, I'm glad you've discovered it. Is that something new that was just added,
or you just found it? No. We've always had this.
Okay. All right, so anyway, do you want to be eating foods that are grown and enhanced, or you want the regular natural stuff? I'm with the regular natural stuff, but I thought this was an interesting story because of all of the research that's been done trying to get people away from their bad habits. And so sometimes it goes too far. The extremes, you know, on either end often are distracting or distressing. So at any rate, super broccoli, good idea or not. And we'll put that up on Facebook. Meanwhile, Jennifer will check the television news for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Fall is here. To help you stay well this time of year, it's important to get the nutrients your body needs every day through your diet as well as through high-quality vitamins and supplements. In honor of October being American Pharmacist Month, registered pharmacist Susie Cohen is here with advice everyone should hear.
Whether you're heading to the pharmacy to get your flu shot or pick up a prescription, I recommend talking with your pharmacist. They can answer any questions you have about choosing vitamins and supplements. This fall, it's important to remember that good health starts in the vitamin aisle. For example, vitamin C is loaded with antioxidants and helps to support a healthy immune system. I trust Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended brand of letter vitamins.
Susie also recommends washing your hands frequently and coughing into your elbow instead of your hands to help prevent illness from spreading. For more information on how you can stay well this fall and to learn more about vitamins and supplements, visit naturemade.com.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Oh, O'Reilly.
When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hi, Jennifer Horn. Jennifer Horn.
That's my name.
Yeah, is here. Check the television news. What's going on with Steven Tyler?
Oh, he had a bad fall. He's in Paraguay for a concert with Aerosmith, and he had a small accident, according to reports. He was in the shower when he tripped and he fell. He lost two of his teeth. Ooh. He needed emergency dental work, and he cut his face and needed stitches.
It's above his eye, man. It looks really bad. I mean, his tooth is broken in half.
It looks painful.
And his eye is all swollen and black and blue, and with the stitches, man, it looks
so
bad.
Can they fix it? When is January? Aren't they on the road now, though, doing the auditions?
I think they've already done
the
auditions. I think the auditions are done, actually. So they don't start work again until January. He is on tour with Aerosmith. So he was in the hospital for about 4 hours. Then he's been involved with some dental work. So he's okay, but it's kind of scary. And it looks
still touring, and he's doing interviews right now.
All right, what's the hot stuff for tonight on the tube?
Ooh, well, because I'm a dork, I enjoy The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and that's tonight on ABC if you want to get in the mood for Halloween. Also in the news today, Christiane Amanpour. How do we say her name?
Christiane Amanpour.
There you go. She's having some big-time problems with ABC, and sources say that she's gone back to CNN and said, please give me back my job. I'm out of here at ABC.
Good.
She hates them.
Good.
Plus, we were talking about Chuck, Rich, and they've revealed that Angus McFadden will be the last villain for Chuck because the show will end this spring.
Really?
Yes. Final season.
Okay, well,
Angus McFadden,
Christiane Amanpour going back to CNN is a is a good move for ABC because she's annoying.
Yes.
Oh, what an
she is annoying.
So annoying. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
B.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The Money Pit is the focus, your home, which becomes a money pit, and therefore Tom Kreitler has been able to make a living out of helping you fix your home with the Money Pit Home Improvement radio program, which is nationally syndicated every weekend.
It's amazing,
and
isn't it?
It is amazing that you can come up with 2 hours worth of material every week that is fresh and new and important. I have been noting here as we all are observers of the scene, one of the things that makes us good at what we do is we are observant. So I look around at all kinds of information that comes before me, and I saw something that I was pretty intrigued by, actually, the simple thermostat.
Yep.
And how easy it is to change the old one, put in a new one, and all the money you can save. Yeah,
save a lot of money. That's
it's
right.
Just two screws and two wires, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's lower than three wires.
So
it's
explain, Tom, a little about what, I mean, these things are easy to install, and they save you so much money. So do you think it's just that people don't think about it? Or
I think that we just get comfortable with what we have. You know, the thermostat is like your old trusted friend. It always works, and so you're kind of hesitant to change it. But, I mean, the fact of the matter, as Rich just mentioned, is it's only a couple of wires. It's low voltage. The instructions today are very thorough, so you can it's really kind of hard to mess this up. And the nice thing is that if you don't have a clock setback thermostat and you change to one, the studies are pretty pretty established on this, that you can save 10% on your energy costs.
Really?
10%, yeah.
10%.
On one, you know, one, say, $50 improvement by replacing a thermostat.
Better in your pocket than theirs.
Yeah.
You brought up something I never thought about, because I've never had to change my thermostat. Do you have to, you don't have to shut power off to change that, do you?
Nah.
It's just a little 12 volt.
Nah.
I mean, it's just a battery thing, right?
Yeah. No. Just go wire for wire.
Right.
Okay.
And by the way, and Tom will, I've done this the hard way.
I mean, I would turn the furnace off, Rich.
Right. Yeah,
I would turn the main switch to the furnace. You know, most of us have like that red breaker switch near the furnace.
Come on, have a little courage. I was talking to a guy.
It's not how they do it on the farm.
Well, here's the I was talking to a guy who worked for NSTAR, who was up on the pole when we lost our power after the storm, right. It was out for 4 days. And it was so frustrating because everybody up to the farm had power, and there's a tree that came down and wiped out everything right at the end of the driveway.
Right.
So I'm watching this guy, and they don't shut the power off.
Yeah.
These guys that are up in these buckets,
wow.
They're working with live power.
Yes.
And they just they're connecting things together and whatever. And there's like 22,000 volts going through this line.
Yes,
and I'm looking at this guy. Are you crazy? He says, no.
Unlike you and I, he's carefully trained for this.
Yeah. Well, plus the fact they're off the ground, and so there's no conductivity.
Right.
That's the other thing. Rubber boots and up in a bucket. So there's not any pay. But it really is amazing. How this all and it is simple. It really is.
Well,
and these things
you know
are
what, Doug? I've been thinking a lot lately. This is sort of the new normal now. I mean, folks are really getting comfortable doing their own home improvements like never before.
Yeah,
that's
why.
For great reasons.
Your program is so popular.
Yeah. Well,
why you're making? We have to get. We had Richie. I'm getting Tom a wheelbarrow, a big new wheelbarrow for Christmas, so he can put his money in that big new wheelbarrow.
Right. Yeah, I wish.
Tom likes the old wheelbarrow, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I got an old wheelbarrow that's got a lot of manure in it, though. I'm saying, find a big wheelbarrow with manure. All right. Betty has written in that she has a problem with getting lukewarm showers.
Mm-hmm.
She says she has to reset the breaker in between showers.
Wow.
Hopefully she's not doing that while she's wet.
I say talk about shock hazards here.
What does she need? She has just got one of those water things that you told me about. One of my guys had one of these things around, and so I told him to install it. The water, they don't have any, there's no tank.
Tankless water heater.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like Betty has an electric water heater, and I will say that electric tankless, there really is no such thing that's efficient. I mean, they have them, but I wouldn't recommend them. Right. But first of all, there's an easy fix here, Betty. If you are down getting lukewarm showers and used to get, like, full hot-on showers, what I'm thinking is that you have one of the two coils inside the electric water heater is burned out. If you look at an electric water heater, you have two panels, one towards the top, one towards the bottom. Inside that are electric coils. If only one of the two of those goes out, you'll get some hot water, then it will get lukewarm really quick. Now, that can be replaced. It's not a do-it-yourself project. You have to drain the tank. And, yes, you do have to turn the power off to do this, but it can be replaced and can be fixed. If you want to upgrade, there is a new type of water heater called a heat pump water heater that uses heat pump technology to lower your cost for heating the water.
Huh, where do you get those?
All the major manufacturers
make
them.
Is that better than tankless?
It's the electric alternative that really makes some sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the story. If you want to check out what to do with your home problem, check out themoneypit.com and check out...